Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Dennis Melgert, Vice President of the New Chemical Division at Logistics Plus. And we thank you for joining us for another edition of Business Spotlight as Logistics Plus makes their monthly appearance. We're going to get to hear another great Logistics Plus career story as we're going to be speaking with Dennis Melgert, Vice President of the company's new chemical division. Dennis, thanks for being a part of the program today. You've been with LP for a little under a year, but I understand that you've been tangentially connected with LP for some time. Can you tell our listeners a little about your background?
Sure. Well, I kind of married into Logistics Plus as my wife has worked for LP for quite a bit. So I know the company for a long time. But my background is basically started in the industry on the freight forwarding side. Then moved on to the carrier side, the ocean carrier side, and then to the BCO side. So I've seen kind of all the different aspects of supply chain.
Can you walk us down the path that led you to Logistics Plus, and what made LP the more desirable long-term place for you to be at?
Oh, I've always considered LP as a family and as a kind of family company and how they operate. You know, I think with all the supply chain disruptions going on, I think with the expertise that I have built up over the years, I think there's a lot of value to bring to our customers for LP today, where I can help them out with supply chain disruptions and building a stronger supply chain. So that was for me one of the main reasons, is kind of building out the customer base and helping those customers.
And no matter what part of logistics you work in, these last couple of years have presented some unique challenges, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a rocky road for the last 2 years. I mean, everybody you talk to in industry, nobody has seen it as this crazy. And it is absolutely crazy. It's a complete madness.
Dennis, you mentioned your wife earlier, and she is currently a vice president of supply chain solutions at LP and has been with the company for over 11 years. How does that dynamic work for you now that you both work for the same company?
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of change except for the company, but we always have been complementary to each other. We always have bouncing off ideas. And, at the time when she worked for a different company, I worked there on the ocean carrier side. Yeah, we always had questions on, hey, how would you do this, or how would you see this from a different angle? And I think that is our strength too.
That's a unique situation to be in. But I'm sure it's been beneficial to both of you in regards to coming up with different logistics solutions by sharing ideas through a different lens.
Exactly. And I think that makes also the big difference that we both know the industry in and out. And like I said, it's you get a different perspective from somebody that you trust and you know very well. So I think that's just, like I said, it's just complementary to each other. Absolutely.
Dennis, you come to Logistics Plus with a lot of experience managing global logistics on both the buyer side and the seller side in both Europe and the U.S. Can you elaborate on that a little more for us?
Yeah, so kind of on the procurement side, I run the procurement for APL in Europe for the intermodal, so the trucking, the terminals, the inland terminals, the barges, so kind of that scope. Then on the BCO side, so I work for two companies, two large companies, a large chemical company and a large petrochemical company, where I was responsible for the procurement of all ocean freight, air freight, and chartering of vessels, terminals. So quite a scope on both sides. You mentioned Europe, you mentioned U.S., but also extensive experience in the Middle East. For the last 6 years, I have probably spent about 50% of my time in the Middle East, dealing with the on-site where we had a massive plant with my previous company, and dealing with the ocean carriers and trucking custom brokers on a global basis.
So with your extensive background and LP's reputation of having a passion for excellence and being a great company to work for. This has been a marriage that's truly been great for both sides, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I think they make a big difference if you sit, you know, on the table with your customers and not only kind of approach it from the selling side, but also have a better understanding on how their operation work. You know, what are they looking at? What is important for them to have that different discussion than just only for, you know, moving freight or moving a truck? It goes deeper than that.
If you could pinpoint one or two noteworthy accomplishments that you're the most proud of in your career, what would they be?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of moments, but, you know, the recent ones where you always try to be different than others. And I think one particular, when I moved to the U.S. and started here with a chemical company, at that time, I were probably one of the few that were able to negotiate a long-term contract with an ocean carrier. And it's kind of that helped basically grow the relationship, but also helped us as a company to export into different markets. So I think that overall, from a, let's say, company perspective, that was a great achievement. And then the last one with the previous company was negotiating a large ocean contract for 3 years. And that was at the perfect timing. And I think right now that helped that particular company to have a competitive advantage over their competitors. Absolutely.
We've discussed so many times throughout the years of carrying this program with LP, the philosophy of doing whatever it takes for your customers. And it appears that you brought that from your previous stop and you've been able to blend right in with LP's philosophy in that regard.
Yeah, I think that's the plus in Logistics Plus. And that's also why I think that was such a good fit with myself and Logistics Plus, is because you want to go the extra mile for your customers.
Dennis, how do you think it is that Logistics Plus has been able to successfully navigate the pandemic, geopolitical and supply chain related challenges we've all faced over the past couple of years? And how do you help your customers through these same challenges?
Yeah, it's the LP DNA. It's truly different than just the other companies out there. We would go the extra mile. We will find a way to move stuff. We come up with creative solutions. Literally, we would go and through every single option, opportunity. You know, how can we help our customer to move the product, and then also how can we do it better, faster, more, you know, better for I mean, that's just the main focus.
How prevalent are pandemic related challenges even to this day?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not out of it. Still, you know, I think still things to come. You're looking at just at the lockdown from China that just now opens up. You know, if that's going to bring another armada of vessels coming to the U.S., which create another a lot of issues. You know, think about the imports that are coming in. So we're definitely not out of the situation yet.
Share with us some of the specific challenges you faced in your industry, some of the things that we would see on the nightly news or hear about during radio news updates, because it was talked about quite a bit nationwide.
You know, looking at the whole supply chain model, you know, in the past it was always just in time, you know, inventories, try to reduce the inventories as much as you could. But I think at some point, you know, your customers simply demand, or like our customers demand that they want to have access to their product at any given time. And of course that is, you know, build up on cost. But I think the overall, the model is that you will see, you know, near sourcing. Companies are thinking of maybe building a facility here in the U.S. or somewhere else in the world where they have better access to their product. But also the model of having more inventory, I think that will continue to stay for a long time. Just making sure that in case there's a disruption, And we have seen it all. I mean, it could be a port strike, but it could also be that we have seen vessels being laid up for 14 days because of a COVID outbreak. And so kind of those kind of events, and we have, of course, we had the Suez Canal. I mean, you know, you cannot come up with all the different stories you've ever seen over the last couple of years or 2 years. We have seen it all. And, you know, you're trying to be agile as much as we can to kind of how can we maneuver through all that.
Dennis, we glossed over it earlier in the program, and we know from talking with Jim Berlin and several other LP employees, the dedication and commitment to coming up with creative logistics solutions to satisfy your customers is obviously paramount with LP. Is part of that managing the customer's expectations, and how do you manage those expectations when faced with all these different types of challenges?
It's about the expectations, but it also, instead of just looking at an issue, you know, kind of from a silo perspective, you're looking at it for more from a broad perspective on, okay, this is how it's been done. What are the alternative options? And I think, you know, we've been really open and pushing about come up with creative solutions. Really think about outside of the box. I know it sounds like very crazy, but it is really looking at all different options. And I think that a lot of the customers appreciate that, finding a creative way to help them with their supply chain.
And whether you refer to it as being nimble or flexible, there's a whole glossary of terms you can use to describe how Logistics Plus handles these types of situations, but you have to be, considering everything that's gone on. And I know I'm probably stating the obvious here, but with the pandemic-related challenges that we've discussed throughout the program so far, and you mentioned the Suez Canal, the port situation out west, you really do execute the definition of those terms to satisfy your clients, don't you?
Yeah, we always look at alternative options, and even if you know we have certain products that we run, we always review the project on, hey, is this the way to do it? What can we do better? How can we do it better? And does that make sense for our customer or in their customer?
Dennis, you're not that far removed from working on the buyer shipper side of things. How did you and others in similar shoes cope with all of the supply chain challenges over the past couple of years?
I think it's always, I will try to anticipate what's coming next. How can you prevent certain things? And I think the agility is one of them. Just always be flexible in your supply chain. Things that we have seen before, we have seen the chassis issue, for example, on having access to chassis. You know, trying to get your own chassis in this particular case helps. There's a lot of things that you can do as a company, you know, small things, but those small things eventually help get a more fluent supply chain. And that could be having, you know, warehouse space available, having access to certain markets, or just look at your whole supply chain. How can you do things different too? And I think that's where, you know, we were able to help and to assist our customers to make those changes.
If we may, let's move on to discussing your role as vice president of LP's new chemical division. How important has acquiring new business been, and how do you go about winning over that prospective client?
I think the overall, you know, at the end of the day, cost is the main driver, but it is also how we approach different customers. Like I said, I think with the background that I have and the expertise that I come in with, is you're not talking about only about the final mile delivery. You're looking at, you know, you're looking more in depth into an organization. You know, how can things be done differently? And I think that's a good dialogue to have, because people are more open to talk about, you know, their real issues, not only on the transportation, but also goes back to the planning side. It goes back to forecasting. And forecasting nowadays, together with capacity planning, is one of the main drivers on getting capacity. So we try to go a little bit deeper into the organization and see how we can help. And that definitely helps to have that discussion, because if you just only talk price, I mean, there are, you know, 1,000 others that can offer just price only. But if you want to have somebody that really thinks with your organization and come up with those solutions, you know, I think that's where LP makes the difference.
now that you've settled in to your new role with Logistics Plus, what do you see as some of the primary reasons why more and more companies are turning to a third-party logistics provider like LP?
I think the network that we provide and the opportunities for those customers. Yeah, we have customers that we actually go together into a new market and help them to develop that market. I think that's a big difference. But I would say, in general, our network is very robust. And again, if you're as a single company nowadays with the resources available, you know, it's simply you're not able to have that same power or that same arm length of reach that we have.
Dennis, specific to your new role at Logistics Plus, can you share some more details regarding LP's chemicals division?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to just, focusing on a different segment in the market, traditional, longer, larger customers with a solid base over a longer term. And that creates for us on the longer term opportunities. And you think about warehousing, opening up offices around the world, where you have that consistency of chemical accounts.
I know you would prefer that we don't mention specific company names, so I'll phrase it like this. What types of chemical companies does LP need to grow this chemical division?
Well, you're looking at, let's say, could be specialty products or specialty chemicals for the building industry, could be for the medical. I mean, there's so many, let's say, on the hazmat side. There are just simply certain streams of volumes that are consistent. And if we want to expand as a company, it's good to have, or as a base to build on top of that.
Considering the breadth of different industries that the chemical division would have access to, it sounds like this has been a natural progression in LP's continued growth.
Yeah, I mean, so we have a lot of chemical customers already. And, of course, we are expanding the business, but it also helps developing new business.
Dennis, as you may know, Logistics Plus is repeatedly recognized as a top workplace in the industry. Now that you are firmly part of the team, how does LP's culture compare with other companies you have worked for, and why do you think it has been so successful?
Yeah, to be honest, I think one of the reasons why I choose LP is because of the culture, and I've been living and breathing it for the last 10, 15 years. Now, it is different. It is dynamic. It is young, new. You get a lot of energy out of it, and that's what I really appreciate every day.
It's interesting that you would say that. We've talked to a wide variety of different LP employees on this program, and two things we always hear is that no 2 days are ever the same, and no matter who you are, from the very top, meaning Jim Berlin, to the newest intern, you may find yourself doing things for a client that you didn't foresee when you came to work that day.
Exactly. And I think also the interaction between everyone. Like I said, it's one big family, and everybody's here to help each other, and you definitely can see that culture everywhere on the LP.
Before we let you go, Dennis, is there anything that we didn't get the opportunity to discuss that you'd like to mention or update for the listening audience?
No, I think in general, LP, it gives a lot of people opportunities locally, globally, to have that flexibility. And to be honest, if I would be a young guy coming from school and would have the opportunity to work for LP, what I've known now, in a heartbeat, I would make that decision to work for LP.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.